like to declare the April meeting open and thank everyone for their attendance. We have an apology from Councillor Simmons. Are there any... No, there's no leaves of absence. Public question time. Number three, I don't think there's anyone in the gallery. Hope he hasn't gone too far. Are there any applications for leave of absence for the next meeting?
No.
There being none, we'll move on to confirmation of the previous minutes held on the 26th of March in 26. Is there someone prepared to move that they were true and correct minutes from the last meeting? Moved Councillor Della Bosca and seconded Councillor Faithfull. All those in favour, carried, 5-0. There's no receival of minutes from any of the other meetings because there was only one today. And I'll hand over to Councillor Cruz to see if he's had any announcements from his month away.
Just for the Blitz engine at Jones.
Yes, very sorry.
All right.
Get to my regional roads, but we did the blitz thing last night, and that was it.
Councillor Faithfull.
Just in general, I'm attending the golf AGM. That seems to be going all right. Membership seems to be up, which is great for the town. And attended Meriden Civic Bowling Club last night for their South East Bowling League AGM. A bit of conjecture on a few things, but otherwise, yes, that's all.
So, Councillor Oscar.
Attended Blanche Strike's funeral and attended the Blitz Motor unveiling last night at Jones's. That's about all. Got a meeting on tomorrow, but worry about that next month.
Yep. I also attended the funeral in Perth for Blanche Strike, one of our older citizens, and I have been in contact with both the CEO and the Deputy CEO, Acting CEO, on quite a few occasions of the late. Other than that, that is my attendance, and I'll now move on to declarations of interest. Does anyone have a declaration of interest that they need to submit? There being none, I'll now hand over to the Acting CEO to do 9.1.
Item 9.1.1 is accounts for payment for March 2026. Accounts for payment are presented to Council in the interest of accountability and providing information on Council expenditure. The attached report for the accounts for payment for March 2026 and credit cards for fuel transaction statement showing MasterCard transactions of $9,336.71 and $635.05 on fuel card transactions, and a total of, I think it was $679,981.68 on the full list. Is there any questions relating to this month's list of accounts? Otherwise, my officer recommendation is that the March 2026 accounts submitted to today's meeting on Municipal Direct Debit 4894 to 4882 and electronic transfers 4805 to 8271, inclusive of DPI transactions, creditors and bank fees, direct debits and credit card payments totaling $679,981.68 be passed for payment.
$678,000.
Sorry. I read it wrong off the paper.
Someone prepared to... Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Guy has seconded. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. 9.12.
9.1.2 is the monthly statement of financial activity for March 2026. The monthly statement of financial activity is the record of Council's activity and financial performance during the reporting period. On page 5 of our financial statement actually shows you that we still have a healthy surplus of $2.4 million. And then from page 6 onwards is our material variances. Going through, we still only have a few that are over budget. So there's item 05202, fines and penalties for animal control, which is the impound fee for Thor Grant's dogs, for his missing persons stuff. Item 71112, which is expenses relating to the hack. It's actually a demand on increase of client need, so it's gone from $70,000 up to $110,000, so it's over by $40,000. But that's fully recoupable through the Services Australia funding. There was, I think we've got about four. There's an increase in souvenir sales, which is 13205. It's only $1,000, but that's from the bucket hats and 2026 calendars that were made. Then there is annual and long service leave expenditure. So it's actually up by $15,000 because it's long service leave payments for Bill's long service. Tyres and tubes are up by $12,000, which is item 14304 for the P4, the Freightliner. There was drive and steer tyres were replaced on that, and trailer tyres. And then item 14501, the admin office maintenance, that was the repairs to the office toilet system and installation of the door security for the museum. Then there was item 14525, which is the admin reimbursement, which was actually Shani's parental payment, scheme payment for her maternity leave. And then item 14701, which is the income relating to the extra 5 lots that we sold this financial year. So my officer recommendation is that Council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending March 2026 and note the material variances greater than $10,000 or 15%.
Just a question, Jess, the increase in the client need, is that due to Gophers purchase and everything?
So
like
it's
that.
All that sort of any personal equipment needed. So that's been a demand from the OT. So that's gone up. So, but it's all fully refunded through that Services Australia and the hack system anyway. So it's in and out basically.
And they're all necessary. So.
Yeah.
Okay. The officer's recommendation. Someone prepared to move. The moved Councillor Guy, seconded Councillor Cruz. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. GST reconciliation report.
So item 9.1.3 is the GST reconciliation report for March 2026. The GST reconciliation is presented to the Council as a means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on the Council's cash flow. This month, or March, is actually a payment of $13,455. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totalling $13,455 for the period ending March 2026 be adopted.
Someone prepared to move, Councillor Dalla-Posca, seconded Councillor Cruz. All those in favour, carried, 5-0.
Item 9.1.4 is the Information and Communication Technology Strategic Plan. The purpose of this report is for Council to endorse a newly developed Information and Communication Technology, or an ICT, strategic plan for 2026 to 2031. The Shire recognises the increased importance of information and communication technology in developing efficiency, security and high quality service. The need to develop a ICT strategic plan was identified as a moderate finding in our 2024 annual financial report, highlighting the importance of establishing a clear and structured approach to ICT governance, planning and investment. To ensure alignment with the Shire's goals and future growth, it was proposed to develop a comprehensive ICT plan, a strategic plan, that will guide technology investment priorities and governance over the coming years. I've developed this full ICT plan in conjunction with 2VNet, which is our current IT supplier. It's been quite an in-depth process, going through everything that we actually have inside the Shire, and this also accommodates the new internet service, the hardware replacement, of seeing we have already have a replacement plan every 2 years with actual desktop computers, all that sort of stuff. It actually includes listing all our actual software that the Shire runs through the whole office. And then stating our risk management on that. So my officer recommendation is that Council endorse the ICT strategic plan for 2026 to 2031 as presented.
Question? No questions? Someone prepared to move the officer's recommendation? Moves Councillor Faithfull, seconded Councillor Cruz. All those in favour, carried, 5-0.
Okay, now we go into Community and Regulation Services. So item 9.2.1 is the disposal and relocation of the playground equipment at Cyril Perrin Park. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider the management and disposal of the existing playground equipment at Cyril Perrin Park as part of the planned playground upgrades. It has been proposed that the existing playground equipment be managed through a staged approach. I've attached photos for you to consider, and Bill suggested to me that the golf club were offered first option because they came to us prior knowing that this was in the budget for this year. Then allocate something to the caravan park and then whatever was remaining to do expression of interest for the remaining equipment. I did lumber all your photos so you know what was what. Number one is the one that the golf club actually chose, as they had the first option, and they've also chose to take the swing set, which was alongside it. I'm not sure which one or everybody's in favour for the caravan park and what you would like to sell at a mall. So I have actually written an offer recommendation that Council offer the swing set and the primary play structure to the golf club for re-erection. And then number two was to endorse the allocation of, I'm not sure which one Council would like to go to the playground, and then authorise myself to invite expression of interest to sell the remaining playground equipment.
Okay, we'll move on to the first one. office of the sink bit from the structure to the golf club for re-erection. Is everyone in favour of that? Mm-hmm. Just a show of hands. At the moment, we'll pass it all off in one. So that's number one. And number two, endorse the allocation of one of the others for re-erection at the caravan park.
Is it, so where's that going? Is it real estate? Is there enough room for all three of them? Or?
No, there's not enough space. Bill said that one, and Bill suggested only one go to the caravan park because there's not enough space. So, yeah, what? I don't know what.
Would that go into the middle of the lawn area?
No, it has to go to the side of the lawn area. So it'll be down near the, I think, by down near the tanks area.
Okay, yep, yep.
So number four seems to be there. You've got a variation of activities on number four that would suit most ages.
Yep.
And I think that if we offer interest number three and possibly number two, that we would probably get a better reimbursement from those. Especially number three.
Number three is just a climbing wall. Yeah. There's nothing else with it. Yeah. It's just all,
yeah.
No, I agree. So sell number three on?
Sell number two and three and give number four to the caravan park.
Sounds good.
Number four to the caravan, yeah.
So number four to the
caravan park?
Park,
yeah. And sell number two and three.
Three, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
easy.
Number two, that was one over
at the school.
School.
Yeah.
That just really needs a repaint.
No,
well,
yeah. Just sell it and leave it up to the people that buy it.
And number three.
Mm-hmm. It's just a rock climbing wall, basically.
Okay.
So that's the newest out of everything.
Okay then, is everyone happy with that?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put it to the vote. Everyone who's in favour of the motion, moved first. Councillor Della Bosca.
I'll second the names and moved it.
So. Okay. Councillor Faithfull seconded Councillor Della Bosca. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. No works and citizens. We've got in our report earlier. Then number 9-4, environmental health, we have none. And no members' motions, previous motions have been given, new business, and we have item 11-1.
Yeah. You need to accept the late.
Oh, it's our late business, we need to accept.
Yeah.
Someone to move, Guy, seconded Councillor Faithfull. That we deal with urgent business. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Hand over to you, Acting CEO.
Item 11.1 is differential rates for 26-27. The purpose of this report is for Council to propose a differential rate as per the legislation process for doing so. Council is required to support the differential rate in the dollar for minimums proposed for 2026 to 2027 financial year and advertise the proposed rates for a 21-day comment period. Council is required to seek ministerial approval upon that and for the proposed mining GRV differential rate more than twice the lower rate. In accordance with section 1.7 and 6.36 of the Local Government Act, Council is required to give a local public notice the intention of Council to impose differential rates for the minimum payments under a differential rate category. Local public notice includes publishing it in the newspaper, circulating in the district, exhibiting in the notice board of the local government and library, inviting submissions to request for the following information for a minimum of 21 days after the 1st of May. So the details of each rate or minimum payment of local government intends to impose, and invitations for submissions to be made in request to the proposed rate or minimum payment relating to this matter. An advertisement on the 4th of May 2026 will include in the public notice section of the Westonian and circulated in the district. The community will then take 21 days to make their submission, so it'll close on the 25th of May 2026. So I've actually listed a table showing the rate categories for 2025-26, our rate in the dollar, and then the proposed 5% increase for 25-26 are listed, which is GRV general to 8.636 with a 370 minimum, GRV mining to 25.450 and 370 minimum, UV rural and pastoral at 1.108 and 370 minimum, and a UV mining to 1.108 with a $200 minimum. So once the advertisement goes through, it doesn't actually have to be imposed, the 5% increase. It's just we can't go over that 5% increase. So it was Bill suggested to me that we advertise a 5%. We can go anywhere below that. So my officer recommendations is that the council endorse the differential rates, objections and reasons for the 2026-27 rating year as presented. Number two, endorse the following proposed differential rates, categories, rates in the dollar and minimums amount for the Shire of Westonia for 2026-27 financial year as the table. And then endorse a public notice and consultation process on the proposed differential rates, general rates and GRV mining rates as follows. Then the local public notice given, placed on council's website on Monday the 4th of May 2026, and ancillary notices being published as soon as practical after this as per the requirements of the section of 6.36 of the Local Government Act, and then notify individual ratepayers. Consultation for all ratepayers in the GRV mining rate categories. That has to be voted by absolute majority.
Yeah, it has to be voted by absolute majority, yeah. Moved Councillor Faithfull, seconded Councillor Guy. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Absolute majority. Thank you. I know the meeting was fairly quick today. We didn't have that much on the agenda, but it's been very fulfilling. And our next item, time of meeting, is the 21st of May 26. And there's been no further general business. I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you.
At 4:24.
It also went down for